Welcome back to The Lead. I'm Jake Tapper. More now on our politics lead. Our next guest, said Senator Ted Cruz, has a, quote, titanium spine, and that he showed it last night as Cruz was more than ready to trade punches with Senator Marco Rubio. But while Cruz held ramrod firm whenever pitted against Rubio, it has to be said he was a little more pliable when matched up against the frontrunner Donald Trump. I want to talk about Senator Cruz's performance last night with Bob Vanderplas. He's a conservative leader in Iowa whose endorsement was hotly pursued, and ultimately it went to Cruz, for whom Mr. Vanderplas now fundraises. Live from Urbandale, Iowa, Bob Vanderplas, thanks so much for joining us. Good to see you again, sir.
Great to be with you, Jake.
So I know that you thought Senator Cruz won the debate. Who else on stage impressed you, though?
Well, you know, I was in the environment. I was front row sitting with Heidi Cruz and the girls, and it was just, first of all, it was a great environment. And I thought it showcased Republicans very well. However, I do believe that Cruz was firm. People can see him as a commander-in-chief. And I thought Rand Paul kind of came into his own again, and people were reminded why they like Rand Paul. But Rand Paul was also very beneficial for Ted Cruz. When he took on Marco Rubio, saying, hey, there's some discrepancies here. You want to talk about national security and border security, the Gang of Eight thing left us extremely exposed. So I think Rand Paul gave a great assist to Ted Cruz last night.
And people forget Rand Paul a year ago was a front runner. Now, your candidate came out swinging last night. Let's listen to how he started the debate.
America is at war. Our enemy is not violent extremism. It is not some unnamed malevolent force. It is radical Islamic terrorists. We have a president who is unwilling to utter its name. The men and women on this stage, every one of us, is better prepared to keep this nation safe than is Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton.
Now that's tough talk, red meat, what the base wants to hear. Policy-wise, though, how would Ted Cruz's war against ISIS differ from President Obama's beyond an intensified air campaign?
Well, first of all, I think what Ted Cruz did there is, first of all, he united Republicans up on stage, saying any one of us would be better than Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. But two is, he's sending a message to ISIS. There will be a new sheriff in town. Just like when Ronald Reagan came in and there's the Iranian hostages and Jimmy Carter was president. As soon as Reagan came in, the people holding the Iranian hostages, they knew that Reagan meant business. I think that's what you're going to see with a President Ted Cruz. They'll know he means what he says, and he will do what needs to be done to keep this country safe.
All right, Bob Vanderplas, thank you so much. We'll see you out there on the campaign trail.
All right, look forward to seeing you, Jake.